This is a tough one.
Why?
I hate this movie.
Why?
Right out the gate.
Oh my God.
I fucking hate this movie.
Number one Shrek fan Hector hates this movie? That's crazy.
It was painful. Painful. And I don't mean to be flippant.
It's alarming.
I don't mean to be flippant, and I'm not trying to be dismissive. And
it was also fucking beautiful.
Rest assured, we're going to get into it, and we're going to explain everything and how we feel, but...
We're going to go through the layers.
Like the onion.
Like the onion. Like hey, the onion. We love Shrek in this house.
We love Shrek so much...
Just kidding. Right now...
That's why the third one was that much more of a disappointment. That's why.
Right now, there's one good Shrek movie.
I think there's two. I think Shrek 2 is pretty great.
Well, we agreed and signed contracts before we started this that I was going to have final say on how we felt about a given movie.
I agree to that because I am so confident that Shrek 4 is going to be
in
great.
In my opinion, in movies.
What?
That I get final say on what we feel.
Sure. And on every movie ever?
On your feelings.
Oh, on my feelings on all movies?
Yeah,
that's true. How do I feel about The Thing?
The Thing? You... Liked it. You don't ever need to see it again. You thought it was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And you thought the effects were incredible.
Yeah.
And you think Kurt Russell is one of the greats.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Also, and you're his dad.
Keith David was fantastic.
And
I am
Keith David.
Kurt Russell's dad. That's true. Those are his words, not mine. Yep. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Every time I hear Kurt Russell and you're here.
That's always going to be something I'm going to brag about forever. It's like I interviewed him once and he was like, will you be my dad? And I said,
tell the anecdote.
Yes. The anecdote is we're talking about dads because it's for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and he's Star-Lord's dad. And I started the interview with like, so you're like a super handsome hunk, like you're Hollywood's most handsome. And he's like, do you have to leave? And I'm like, no, I don't have to leave, Kurt Russell. I can stay here. And then he goes, will you be my dad? Because we're talking about dads. And I said, yeah, that's
okay,
the whole anecdote. Here we go. no, I really want to get into this because I think we have a lot to say. It's been a real up and down couple of days because a couple of days ago I got this gorgeous book.
But also, is this the first time we've done one since you've read the children's story?
It is. I read the William Steig children's book Shrek with an exclamation point. Billy Steig. And I enjoyed it. And I'm like, it's a good kid's book.
Yeah,
and I could
it's
see
a fun time.
You know, I think
it's a bit darker.
Yeah, obviously. Did you read it?
I skimmed it.
Okay. It's a book you don't have to skim.
It's a picture book.
It takes about the same amount of time to actually read it than to skim it.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Anyway, welcome to the 500 Greatest Films podcast. We got a doozer of an episode today. My name is Hector Navarro, and sitting to my left is the...
Whoa.
Cinderella to my Sleeping Beauty.
Don't do that.
Is the
Snow
White to my... I know. Is the...
Who...
Is the Gingy to my Pinocchio.
Okay.
Legit.
All right.
Mr. Keller Knobloch. Say hi, Keller.
I like that I'm Gingy.
You are, because you cook. You know, you're
Does
in the
Gingy
kitchen.
Cook?
No, but he's,
or he's
you know,
a food item?
Yeah, he comes from the kitchen.
But also...
The culinary world.
He comes from the culinary world, but he probably is like against eating it, right?
I don't know the rules. I mean, he
what
shat
are the rules?
A button.
Does he?
He shat a button, so
yeah,
I don't know.
This totally... This, honestly... disregarded a lot of what they already established in the Shrekiverse.
Yeah. And then the other thing
and
I
then
have...
erased something that they leaned on a little too heavily in this movie to make Rumpelstiltskin the villain in the fourth movie.
That's interesting too. Like we should talk about
okay?
that before
like,
we get into it. So the character of Rumpelstiltskin is like a background bad guy character in this movie.
Yes.
And
that's
then,
all we're going to say about it because that's next movie.
Okay. So then we'll talk about it. Because I have theories. Because I actually have like
you have
a
theories?
Take on that. Yeah, which is stupid, but I actually have a take
you
on
have
that.
How this happened? The
yes,
evolution
yes,
of how
yes.
we got from Shrek the
an,
third
an
to in-story Shrek Forever After?
Universe, yes.
See,
but
I don't like that they're
let
like,
me ask you this.
Shrek 1, Shrek 2, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shrek the third,
yeah.
don't do it. Shrek 3,
I mean,
Shrek Forever After, that's clever, but also don't do it.
Only if
Shrek 4.
Shrek 2 was somehow also a pun name.
Also, I don't like that they didn't use the number 4. They just wrote Shrek Forever After.
Yeah, they did. Because happily ever after, forever
I
after.
Want a pun.
Okay, gotcha.
It's Shrek. I
you
want a pun.
You want to play on words is what you want. But actually,
thank you.
It's like use a numerical number.
Or spell out 4.
I see. Real quick before we get to
because
sort
also,
of,
is this establishing that Shrek's father's name is Shrek? They don't say that his name is Shrek.
That's a good point. That's
but
a very
it is
good
Shrek
point.
The third. So one of those babies
so
that was born is Shrek the third.
Father and grandfather are Shreks.
Is she Shrek the Third, or did he? Give birth to one of those children. Is Shrek
clearly
Junior the Third?
The joke is the third movie is about Shrek not wanting to be king. That's where the joke comes from. They went, you know, what would be funny is if instead of Shrek 3, we called it Shrek the Third, because the kings are called, you know, Louis the Fifth or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
That's
sure,
the joke.
Sure.
Is there an in-universe reasoning for that? I don't know. But I like yours that his father and grandfather was also Shrek.
No, I want to believe that he's Shrek the Second.
And that I see.
Giving
one
birth
of his
to Shrek the
unnamed
Third.
Mutant ugly babies.
Yeah.
Is Shrek the
They
Third.
Get names in the fourth, right?
I can't remember. I think so. Do you remember Donkey's kids' names?
Coco.
Uh-huh.
Banana.
Uh-huh. Butter something?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Something edible.
Something, yeah, it was like a food. It was like, Coco, now you listen up. And the banana, it's going to do this and something and do that. Okay. Before we dive back in and have Sir Giles actually introduce this movie officially, between the villains 1, 2, and 3, Lord Farquaad, Fairy Godmother, Prince Charming. Who's the best villain? Who's the worst villain?
Farquaad's my favorite.
Okay.
Just because he's the funniest.
Yeah, right. He's not on purpose funny. We laugh at him funny, but it's great.
What do you mean?
Great. Well, because he never makes a joke and then you laugh with him. He's
sure,
like
it's
villain.
All in the performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, super
Which
funny.
Is like, just super John funny. Lithgow cackling is good enough for me.
Uh-huh.
And then Fairy Godmother, okay. And then Prince Charming,
yeah.
Because he's already in the last one.
Exactly.
And
you can't,
then.
Let me tell you this.
Rupert Everett, great.
Yes, but you cannot take, especially with what little they gave him, and they made him such a minor.
Don't make the B villain in the second movie the A villain in the third movie.
Exactly. They should have brought in a new villain. They should have brought in a new villain.
Because then that's even,
yep.
That's even the fun of watching the Pirates of the Caribbean movies at this point. It's like seeing what pirate lore they're going to, Blackbeard's going to be in this
right now. They didn't take like random Crabhead and he's like, now I'm back for the fourth one.
Exactly.
Like, what? You're just random Crabhead.
Oh,
Arr.
Man. I wish it was just the two guys. Hello, Poppet. It was those two dudes and they
became,
were
like, the bad guys from Pirate 6.
We have a ship now.
Yeah. Parlay this. And that's, and then they blow shit up. All right, Keller, why don't you bust out
movie.
Mr. Sir Giles?
Dude, bust him out.
Get him to come out here and read the Rotten Tomatoes summation of Shrek the Third. So
I
that
am terrified of how I should pronounce that last name.
Well, it's not you. It's Sir Giles. That's just, you know, hand it off to Sir Giles. What are you freaking out about?
That's a good
Sir
point.
Giles is
That's
either going to get it right or wrong. It's no, it's no, it's no sweat on our backs.
He's an expert in dialects, languages.
He is. So, exactly.
Yeah. He's basically C-3PO.
Yeah, exactly. All the languages, even Sith, which is, you can't read it. Uh-uh, it's bad.
Yeah.
Throw
Giles will fucking do it, though.
Ready.
Giles doesn't give a shit.
This is one of my least favorite
Giles will read it.
Part threes of any franchise, and we're going to get into it, because I have a question to ask
you. Have
you
thought about it that much?
I have. Bro, I have a question to ask you. But after Sir Giles, I don't want to keep taking away from Sir Giles. I see that you're here. You're ready to go. Mr. Giles, can you please read to us and set up what movie we're talking about in today's episode, Sir Giles?
Shrek the Third, 2007. Directors Christopher Matthew Miller and Ramon Hui Xing Nai. Shrek the Third has pop culture pot shots galore, but at the expense of the heart, charm, and wit that made the first two Shreks classics.
I agree.
That's
and I
high
think
praise.
It is. I think
the first one's a classic. I think the second one just barely builds upon the previous premise.
I think it builds on it more. And I think more importantly,
it doesn't expand the world enough for me.
Which I think when you compare it to three, in hindsight for me, I appreciate that. Because remember we talked about the simplicity is key for the first one. And you really went to bat for Shrek 1, Keller. And you were like, look, it's a simple story. It's definitely not as complex as the Fairy Godmother's
Expansion
plot.
Expansion of the world doesn't necessarily mean complexity.
Well, to me, I'm looking at Shrek the Third. And to me, the expansion of the world is bringing in all these new characters at the expense of Shrek, Fiona, Donkey, Puss in Boots. You know what I mean? Like the characters we care about. Now, Shrek 2...
What's the question you were going to pose?
I'm about to ask it, but I just want to say Shrek 2, for me, the best expansion, Puss in Boots. And it did
definitely.
Solid, and to me, didn't take away
and
too much.
Shrek 2 is funny.
It is.
I'll give it that it's funny.
Yes.
It's not as funny as the first one.
That's fine.
Of it is dated jokes.
That's fine. Here was my question to you. Because I want to take you back for a second. This movie, I'll never forget, came out in May 2007. That was a big movie year for me.
Sophomore year in high school.
I was stoked. I was 2 years out of high school. I was stoked. Maybe like a year out of high school. No, 2 years. I was stoked because, dude, May 2007 was Spider-Man 3. And everything
that
else.
That was your favorite movie of all time.
up to that point.
Did you come out of it being like, yikes? Or were you like, no, that was cool?
Not only did I come out of it going, yikes, Keller, but
you know
the
how
first
people
time,
have the denial?
Yeah, but the first time I saw, and remember, up to this point, Spider-Man 1 and 2 are probably my favorite movies ever. I'm like, this is everything for me. So go see Spider-Man 3.
At that point, they were your favorite movies ever.
And I go see Spider-Man
3.
It's
crazy that now you don't like them.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, we've grown so much.
We've come so far.
Come so far. But even then, Spider-Man 3 was hype for me because it was like, and they're including Venom, one of my legit favorite comic book characters. You know how I feel about Venom.
You did feel about Venom, and then you read that crap again.
I did.
Like, oh.
It's bad. Man. But then I read some good Venom comics, and I was like,
then
it's good.
You were like, the Venom movie? Count me in.
And then we watched it, and you were like, Hector. And I'm like, I know, it's ridiculous, but I do enjoy it. I have a good time. It's very bad. It's
I will never watch it again.
At least it's better to me.
But watching
than Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Because as bad as the movie Venom is, to me it gets Eddie Brock, the character from the comics, more right.
Tobey Maguire's not in it at all.
Yeah, then Spider-Man 3 gets Peter Parker, which I'm like, it whiffed it. So not only did I walk out of Spider-Man 3 going, and this was at the beginning of May. It came out like May 2nd or 3rd, right? It's always the Marvel movie at the beginning of May.
I hope Tobey Maguire doesn't listen to this podcast.
Listen, if he does, Tobey.
I hope he does, and...
Toby, it's not your fault. The script.
But also...
Yeah.
I heard he's the bad guy in Molly's Game, so...
Really?
And they got Michael Cera to play him instead, so...
Like, in real life, Toby Maguire is the gambling bad guy, and...
Yeah.
All right, well, then fuck Toby. What do I care?
I don't care. Name a good Toby. Toby Jones.
At least... You know what bothers me is that when people defend the Spider-Man movies online on Twitter, they always spell it T-O-B-Y. I'm like, it's T-O-B-E-Y. At least get it right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not only did I walk out of Spider-Man 3...
How do you spell Maguire? Is it the M-A-C-G?
M-A-G.
Okay.
There's no C in there.
Thank you.
It's not MacGruber. MacGruber is...
Mac MacGruber.
Capital M. A, C, capital G.
I got to watch MacGruber
again. R-U-B-E-R. KFB9392. KFBR392.
How many MacGruber short
let's watch
sketches
them all.
Were there?
Let's watch them all.
That's what we have to do before we watch the movie.
Let's look up like the database and watch them all and then watch the movie. And then I think they did one or two after the movie where they even actually had the actor who played MacGyver. That may have been
cool.
Before or after the movie MacGruber. Anyway, back to Spider-Man 3.
We're going to get to that eventually.
Walking out of the movie theater, not only did I think it was bad, but I took my, at the time, 6-year-old cousin, who was super into superheroes.
And they said it was bad?
My 6-year-old cousin looked up at me with his sweet little cherub face and was like, and he said this in Spanish.
Please.
Because he's a Spanish speaker.
A 6-year-old voice.
He said, I'm not going to do it, but he said in Spanish, he looked at me, he goes, no, I think he said this in English. He had to go out of his comfort zone to communicate to me in English because of this. He goes, that was bad, huh? That's what he said, 6 years old. And I was like, yeah. And then we walked out of the theater, and it was a bummer.
How's he doing now?
He's fine.
Okay, I'm glad
I don't know if he's still into superhero stuff. I don't think that he is.
I don't want to be that aware at six.
Yeah. He's pretty aware.
I wonder if I was that aware.
He was like, my life is a lie. Like, everything just came crashing down. Like, what is life?
Spider-Man bad?
Yeah. Is this going to be forever? Just David after Dennis. Just hardcore. Like, what? Movies are bad.
That's what Spider-Man 3 did. Did you see this in theaters too?
So then I see Spider-Man 3, and then like 2 weeks later, it's Shrek the Third.
And you were pumped.
Yeah.
You're like, finally a palate cleanser.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Because Shrek 1 and 2 were my jam.
Finally something to fucking wash that taste out of my mouth.
Walk out of this movie and I'm like, awful. It's bad. Then,
which did you enjoy more?
That's what I'm about to ask you. Then a week later, I went and saw Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End.
I would rather watch Pirates of the Caribbean 3
between
at
the
World's
three?
End.
Me too. Me too.
At least has some crazy shit to look at.
Yep. It does. And Keira Knightley's great. Chow Yun-Fat's in it. Like, I'd rather watch that.
Say Johnny Depp is great as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, he is.
It's the best role.
Boo
he
Johnny
ever
Depp.
Played.
But
fuck
yeah,
that guy forever.
Yeah, he is. And Pirates 3 has that cool like whirlpool ship battle.
Yeah,
it's nuts. It's nuts. It's bloated. It's way too long. That movie's bad. I don't like it.
It's a fucking space opera, pirates.
My question to you was between Pirates of the Caribbean 3 at World's End, Shrek the Third, and Spider-Man 3, what's your ranking? I go Pirates, probably then Spider-Man, then Shrek.
I'm going to have to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Because
brutal.
The Sandman sequence is great.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing I can say that's great about this.
Agreed. Except Let's actually, like, get them out of the way quickly. Let's get them out of the way. First of all, the cast is great.
I don't think that they should have Tobey Maguire dance like that.
No, not Spider-Man. Okay. Stuff in Shrek. Okay. Say all the good stuff in Shrek.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny, dude. That's really funny, dude. You got me, dude. You got me.
Gotcha.
You said there's nothing.
It's beautiful.
That you can say that's good about Shrek.
That's not true.
There is. We can Shrek the Third.
It looks amazing.
Beautiful. The cast is great, and we were happy
to
hear.
Hector.
Yeah.
3D looked great.
Thanks, man. I did work on it. I appreciate that. Not in 2007, but years later in like 2010. Mm-hmm.
Good year.
When I was working on it. The cast, it was fun to hear Maya Rudolph and Amy Poehler and Cherry
O'Terry.
I wish they had
been able to be
me
way
too,
funnier.
Me too, but
like
I'm saying.
Fucking let them
yep.
go for.
Ian McShane is in this. Eric Idle. Like, stacked
Eric
cast.
Idle is the best new addition,
in my
opinion.
And all of the voice acting is great. The performances are great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next thing we can say. What else can we say? The animation, the best so far. Meaning how the characters move. And I want to point out, too, real quickly, especially the entire subplot of Puss and Donkey swapping bodies. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed up to that point that the animation was kind of normal. The directing is also sort of normal and kind of boring static shots and just normal kind of stuff, as opposed to in Shrek 2 when they did like the cops spoof Nights on Nights and those camera angles are real like they were having fun. And this whole movie felt kind of boring with all the way that the shots were locked in place. Just boring.
You should say the good stuff.
What I'm saying is the good stuff about Shrek the Third is it felt as though it was a little stale. When Puss and Donkey swap bodies, the way that those characters moved was hilarious. Meaning, Puss in Donkey's body, you know, mm-hmm. I am a burro, hilarious. And then Donkey in Puss in Boots' body, he's like, how are you going to walk in these boots, man? Like, everything that they did when they were swap bodies was really, really well done animation-wise. I think that's pretty much it.
A
couple of good songs. We didn't like how they used them. You know,
sure.
I love to hear Immigrant Song, of course. Doom, doodly, doom, doodly, doom, doodly, doom. But then it was like for 2 seconds, and then we went to Barracuda.
But also, that just makes School of Rock came out before.
Yes, it did.
So
yeah,
it makes me a little mad that School of Rock did it and made it so that Shrek the Third could.
School of Rock is always going to get the recognition. I love Thor Ragnarok, but let's be real.
We're giving School of Rock the credit.
We're giving it
definitely.
The credit. Thank you.
He
that's
wrote
our
the
stance.
Letters. He wrote. He yep. wrote as congressman.
Yep, that's our stance on. Immigrant Song.
That's how we feel about it.
That's how we feel about it. Keller. Now let's finally, 20 minutes into this thing,
get to
overall thoughts. Shrek the Third. Shrek the Third. The meat. Don't think about the franchise as a whole. We will get to that.
I know.
We will get to that. We're not done yet.
We're not.
But this is to me.
We're not. We have two more episodes.
So far,
three
the low
more episodes.
Point. This is to me so far the low point, and I
definitely
I don't think we're going to get any lower. Do you feel like we could get lower?
You said Puss in Boots.
It's fine. I didn't like it, but
at least funnier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel like that we could get a movie worse than this?
I don't know. I hope to God not.
I'm not trying to shit on everything. I'm also saying, like, I think DreamWorks learned lessons from Shrek the Third.
This is a cash grab.
Yeah. But it's also...
And it is one of the most unfunny movies I've ever seen.
Talk about it. Why? I really hate this script. I do.
It's so...
The jokes are just so...
You know every joke that's coming a mile away.
I know.
It's the most obvious things ever.
It's molasses
like,
through some
of those
jokes,
one,
dude. There's some surprising stuff in that first movie.
The first movie, they have even kind of like something that they're aiming for comedy-wise. Mm-hmm. Like they have the target of subverting fairy tale shit.
A tone, a style.
And then the second one, they're like, okay, now we're going to make...
Pop culture
references.
And American culture jokes. Like, okay, we're going to L.A. and it's Beverly Hills and look at the Starbucks and la 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 la. Yeah.
And then this one felt like they were making like National Lampoon jokes.
They had...
Like just hacky...
Nothing to say in this movie. They had nothing to say.
Parenthood. They didn't even fuck. Like,
nothing to say about high school.
The most fuck Disney thing was the princesses, but
That's it. Rapunzel's like, evil. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tangled wasn't even out yet, so it wasn't that's how they got away with that shit.
It is so unfunny, and I think that's the worst thing about this movie is that it is painfully unfunny.
And also, if you think about the cast and how fucking hilarious every member of the cast is.
Yep.
And how much they're all squandered like crazy. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing that has come out of all of these is Eddie Murphy remixes of songs as Donkey. And then Antonio Banderas comes out.
Yeah.
That, I think, honestly, I think they had the third song.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to make a movie so that we can release this.
I mean, it's just, I had heard, and I need to go and read this amazing book that I just got in the mail. I just got this book that is called
The Art of the Quest.
Shrek, The Art of the Quest. And it's like an Insight Editions book. And it's the making of and the art of the first three Shrek
movies.
Kathleen
Jones.
Thank you. And I think they put this out and then they did one individually for Shrek 4.
That's annoying.
Right. But it's like, if you're only into the first three,
did they make a new one again with all four?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You should look into that.
I should. I'll look into it. Anyway, it's a gorgeous book. It's an art book for animated film that, like, that's the way I wish all these books were made.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get to go through it and sort of read up and refresh on the making of. From what I remember, from what I recall, Shrek 2 and 3 were being made at the same time. Meaning,
we forgot to say another good thing.
What's the other good thing?
High School Band All-Star.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. When Shrek walks into
the gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. But I hated that entire sequence.
Yeah.
I
hate the whole high school thing.
What I recall is that they were working on both of these at the same time, and I feel like they had a rough story locked in place for Shrek the Third, and then they sort of pulled the trigger on animation. And it's probably because they had a date that they had to set.
Worked on 3 and 4 at the same time?
2 and 3.
2 and 3.
And it's like 2 came out in 04, 3 came out in 07, three
so
years
like,
apart.
So we already have the model for Prince Charming. Let's just make him the villain in the next one.
I mean, it feels like that. It feels like that, as opposed to, I don't know what exactly the process was, but if this was the story and then you're asking the voice actors to come in and start recording it so that you can work on animation and you get a rough cut of this movie, if it were me, if I worked anywhere at any level where I could be like, pump the brakes, we have to do this over from scratch.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not funny. And what are we saying about these characters and what's the point? And why do we spend... I'm just getting into my overall thoughts now and my frustration.
We don't spend any time with Fiona.
None.
We ditch her right up top.
The
shit
out of
me, dude.
Just
like the second movie.
But at least in the second one, she had a little bit more to do, but basically not.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason I love part four so much, is because they give her a bunch to do.
And then even then, it's like... Or the little she does, she's like... And then she teams up with the ladies.
And all she wants is babies.
Yep.
Rough, man. I'm not saying you can't... But make me give a shit about that. Give me a whole movie where Fiona's like...
And design cuter babies.
I know. Ugh, they're gross. Like, the donkey babies are cuter.
Yep.
I would rather birth a donkey baby out of my dick than an ogre baby.
Dude, me too.
Seriously, high five to that.
Scaly wings and all.
Woo, get
that'd
out of there.
Cool.
It would, man. It would be the cutest
dude,
baby.
That'd be so cool.
They were so cute, and those ogre babies are so... Because, look, there's an
one
element...
One day, it's going to grow up.
I know.
And then you can ride around.
I know.
On a donkey dragon.
Thank you. That is cool. That is cool. But look at the character designs for Shrek and Fiona. I think that they're great.
They're great.
The perfect balance of being kind of weird and off.
We were looking through the book and I was you know what? They should have made Shrek a little uglier.
They could have. He's actually, like, I think there's,
I
he's
think he's
appealing.
Hot.
I think he's appealing. You know how I feel about human Shrek. Don't even get me started.
I won't.
But I
there
think
was a, also a marble bust inside this of human Shrek, and Hector's like, I want that bust.
that the filmmakers made to, like, you know, 3D scan or whatever when they were doing Shrek 2. But all I'm saying is,
I want that bust.
I would have designed cuter ogre babies.
Yeah.
You know, based off the two of them and their appeal. And then here's another reason. This just ties back into what I...
It doesn't even look like their baby.
Exactly. Here's this point that I'm trying to make ties into what I was originally about to say, which is...
And all three babies look the same.
I know, which is annoying. But if
Why
they're infants,
the same face?
That's fine. But...
It's not.
Whatever.
Okay,
I mean,
it's okay.
The donkey,
they have different hair.
The donkey dragons look the same too. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But
sure,
no, I agree. I mean,
differentiation.
I would have done different... I would have... I just would have done it differently.
I can't tell donkeys apart.
I hate King
Can you
Arthur.
Tell donkeys apart?
What?
If someone lined up four donkeys, would you be able to tell them apart? If someone,
how much time do I spend with them?
As much time as we spent with those babies.
Are they all identical donkeys? Like,
identical donkeys? They're all
then. No, I can't tell the difference.
Okay,
but if they're just four random donkeys from nature, and they're probably different ages,
they're all born at the same time.
Well, then no, I probably wouldn't. And but okay. Are they all the same color?
Were they all the same color in the...
I think so. They're all kind of grayish.
Okay, then yeah.
If you're asking me, can I tell the difference between the dragon donkeys? No.
Okay.
Could I tell the difference between triplets when they're born? No, I can't. baby human triplets? Nope, I can't. But
even if they were fraternal, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Exactly. But eventually they'll look different, and that's cool. That's an interesting idea.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Shrek babies grown up is interesting. And honestly,
what Shrek 5 should have been.
Let's
what
just
you think?
Jump to that should've for a be. Second. Should have been. If I go out, yes, I know it should have been. The Shrek 5 or should have been about them kids. Let's just jump to that for a second.
But going to college.
Yeah. Because.
Just kidding.
Do you remember?
I don't want the college. We saw the high school.
I didn't
like it.
Well, I'm saying time skip. Do you remember like a year or two ago where they were like, we're going to reboot Shrek. And the news got out and nobody knew what the fuck they meant when they said that. And people were trying to ask DreamWorks and they didn't quite clarify. Because people were like, wait, are you just going to do like the first Shrek story again? Like reboot? And they're going to look different? Or are you going to do a part five and re-energize
and Shrek.
Jumpstart the franchise? I hope not. That would be a bad idea.
That would be a very bad idea. Just having an actual donkey...
Yeah,
that'd
like
be so
CG
dumb.
Talking. Here's my pitch so far, and I want to pick your brain because we're only barely
Can
halfway.
Can we do the pitch if we haven't even done
four and five?
How much does Puss in Boots expand on the lore?
Puss in Boots is a prequel.
Add a lot.
Puss
oh, really?
Puss in Boots is a prequel to Shrek 2. Okay. So it expands his deal, but where Puss in Boots
also
is
gives Humpty Dumpty his great fall.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, you figured it out. Mm-hmm. So, question to you, because I'm going to pitch to you right now. So far, what I have cooking, so far. This is not finalized, because we need to watch Shrek 4 and then go from there.
And also, you haven't even written it down.
My idea for Shrek 5 is don't reboot it. Just bring these characters back. Have the animation look gorgeous. Bring back the cast. Have it be the kids are grown up and they're leaving the swamp. They're like teenagers.
Yeah.
Right? They're going off to college. And bye,
I'm
mom.
I'm sick of the swamp.
Bye, dad. And have them be fun, interesting young characters. But it goes back to Shrek and do a classic Incredible story where like Mr. Incredible feels like I want to go out again.
You get the people who wrote Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Face the Music.
That's what I'm saying. It's about them. It's about Shrek and Donkey being old and being like, we need to go out on one more adventure. Come on, Fiona. And Fiona's like, that's not us, man. We don't do that anymore. Like we should be at home at the swamp. And then Shrek, Donkey, Fiona, and Dragon go out on one last adventure and Puss in Boots. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then maybe their kids are involved and maybe even do the thing where Shrek, by the end of the movie, just like Bill and Ted, kind of comes to terms with his life and what he's, you know, and how he's lived and how happy he is for his kids to see them.
He's got friends and family.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all there for him in the swamp. Do you have any ideas that you would want to see for Shrek 5? Anything percolating so far with what we've seen from 1, 2, and 3?
Shrek dies first 15 minutes. And then it becomes a gripping family drama.
You haven't seen
Fiona.
Shrek 4?
I think I did watch it after you wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. And don't remember if I liked it or not.
Okay. Well, I feel like...
It's at least going to be funnier than this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It's funny, dude.
Are you sure?
Yes. There are things that make you laugh out loud.
Remember
it's
when
funny.
This movie existed and we had to watch it?
Yeah. It's painful. So let me go back to my original point I was trying
I'm
to make.
I'm trying to think of a comparable...
I mean, I think
scenario.
There's lots of lots of part threes that are
made
bad.
Me feel the same way.
Scoop.
If we had continued watching
Look,
it, I don't know. It could have gotten better.
Yeah,
could have gotten funnier.
I said, there's a reason I brought up May 2007, Spider-Man 3 and Pirates 3. Mm-hmm. These kinds of big... I mean, Shrek the Third, by the time we got to the end of it, Act 3, it felt like, is this trying to be the ultimate end-all, be-all fairy tale movie? Like it had all the, you know, the big fight, the big epic battle.
But it wasn't even an epic battle.
Nothing was
earned. Then they stopped it.
To do a play. I hate it. I hate this
movie.
And
they brought back all the villains, which was cool, and having all the villains team up, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like you said, they didn't earn it.
And the scene where they all are just attacking on witch's brooms.
Ian McShane, great.
But better in Kung Fu Panda.
Better in Kung Fu Panda.
And Hot Rod. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm glad he came back.
Best in Hot Rod.
In DreamWorks.
Best move in his career, Hot Rod.
What year did Kung Fu Panda come out?
2008.
Okay, right
later.
After.
Boom.
Man.
See, I feel like, again, DreamWorks was like...
It was like, you give me 2 days.
Two of these. He's just a flabby panda. He's fantastic. So, the original point I was trying to make, before Keller distracted me with if I know the difference between donkeys, was this. I hate...
He doesn't know the
difference. I don't. Result? I don't. I hate Prince Arthur... Artie and Merlin and basically
you hate Merlin?
Any human characters in this movie.
I don't. Oh, sure.
Any like charming, even like the queen, Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews. Dude, I love Julie Andrews.
Fucking, okay.
But like they wasted her yet again. You know what I'm saying? Of course. Going back to that.
Having her headbutt was stupid.
And I realized all of the human characters.
Where do you think you got your fighting skills? Yeah. Well, probably her trainer.
Yeah.
Did you train her how to do?
Having to survive in the tower. That's where she got it. No, it's cool that she's kind of has like ogre strength. Like that's what her mom passed off to her genetically is like, I have the strength of an ogre.
Fair.
Fairy tale.
Backward genetics.
Here's what I realized. It feels like the storytellers for this movie, filmmakers, everybody, are much more comfortable with writing for and working on Prince Charming, the women that were backing up Fiona, all of the villains that are like Captain Hook and the Evil Queen and Rumpelstiltskin and all of those characters, and then Artie and Merlin. And I'm like, you have inhuman characters like Shrek, Donkey, and Puss in Boots, and Fiona, and they're such good designs, and you're wasting, like, you're making me look at ugly humans that don't look
because
good.
Because the humans don't look good.
That's what I'm saying, dude, like, and it's
that's
frustrating.
That's the only thing that hasn't advanced with the rest of the movies.
Correct.
Like, three looks amazing, except the
because
human characters
to,
look the exact same as they used to. They all have Farquaad face.
Yeah, and they have to maintain that.
They don't have
that,
to be that consistent.
Exactly. And it's like, they kind of do, but here's another reason I love Shrek 4. Is you're right. They ignored what they designed for Rumpelstiltskin. They're like, let's just have a better design. And it's a better design, frankly. Yeah. And it matches Shrek better.
Frankly?
Frankly.
Let's be frank about it.
Let's be frank about it.
It's
okay?
Better design.
So I hate how much time this movie spends with Artie and Merlin, especially because it's just taking time away from Shrek. And if you're trying to tell me that this movie's about him being a reluctant father, great. That's fine. That could be really compelling. That's not a bad idea on paper. I'm with you on that. But I don't give a shit about Shrek in this movie. And then Puss and Donkey are just there to support Shrek. I'm like, what's going on with them? Who are they as characters? They're nothing. And Fiona is a nothing character. I'm pregnant.
And also, it's a lot of Shrek just like relearning the lesson he learned in the second one.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly. It's so frustrating. I think that there's a version of this bare bones story where you just write everything differently and spend way less time with Artie and Merlin and maybe not even have them and have the story be... So I was thinking about this as we're watching the movie, dude. Let's go into this. Let's go into it. Let's get into this, Keller. Have you ever done the experiment of trying to rewrite a movie?
While
watching it.
I think you and I have.
Yeah.
Just like while we watch a movie.
Yeah. Let's get into it now. Again...
How would you rewrite this movie?
All the credit to all of the fantastically talented people who worked on this movie.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, the script is subpar. The script and the jokes. The script and the humor. We've established that. I'm sorry to the people who worked on that aspect of these movies, but you should have been given more time. You should have been given more time.
13 years too late. No one gives a shit. You're fine.
Keller, let's you and I try to crack this, man. Story. Let's crack this story.
Okay. Okay.
It's at the end of Shrek 2.
Shrek doesn't want to be king.
Right. And we're going to
kill... Do we find a new heir?
We're going to kill
the
king. Do
we find a new heir? Do we want Shrek to be king? Because he's not king in 4, right?
Why? I don't want to find a new heir. Who cares?
Well, then who's going to be king?
Maybe,
are you changing
maybe,
the story entirely
this?
Or are you rewriting the story?
How about Shrek pulls Excalibur out of the sword? Boom. Let's do that.
And then he's the king?
And then he has to team up with Merlin. Merlin has to help him somehow.
And we're just going to rewrite King Arthur with Shrek?
And the villain is going to be the Lady of the Lake. Boom. No Prince Charming. No...
But I thought you just said we didn't want him to be king.
No, we don't. But by the end of it, isn't the message that he will be king? Or can he somehow, like, in a nice story way...
No, the message by the end is that he's not king anymore. King Arthur is king. And
but I don't like King Arthur.
Well, we have a fourth movie that you want to erase and change entirely. You like the fourth movie.
I do.
It's maybe your favorite Shrek movie.
What I'm writing...
You have to write a movie
that will
works
bridge
with 4.
The gap between 2 and 4?
It still has to work within
Which just means that these characters have to end.
We have a time machine.
Where they end here.
Where we go back
3.
And we murder the directors and writers, and we pose as all of them.
Listen, I'm going to have a wacky, crazy time travel adventure because I'm going back.
This is the one?
Number one, preventing 9/11.
If you could, no, you
number
only
two,
get to do
one thing,
event.
Then preventing 9/11.
All right.
Keeping the United States and the world from being Islamophobic. So just, trying that. I don't know, man. Even going further back and like I don't know, just murdering baby Hitler in his crib, if you're giving me one event.
Is that the one?
I don't know.
Like, how far back?
Preventing the bombs being dropped?
Like,
yeah.
Who's the worst in all of history?
I don't know, dude. Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun? I don't know. What if you go back and you learn that Jesus Christ himself was, like, the worst guy?
Just not nice. Just kind of a dick.
Just, like, a super dick and, like, so influential.
It's like,
I don't
know. Get it. You've read the Bible.
I don't know. That would be... That's too much power. Don't give me that much power. But if you're giving me the power of you can go back and rewrite Shrek the Third, I'm in.
That's the power. Okay,
that
you
can
go back anytime in the last 20 years.
Okay, which is only
damn
from
it, still 9/11.
Yeah, still 9/11. Yeah,
just down to the wire.
Boom, baby.
Okay, last 15 years.
Got in there. Ooh, okay.
Shrek the Third, easy.
Okay, yeah, Shrek the Third. Yeah, wait, yeah, because I can go to 05.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You have to do it between then and 2015 because
gotcha.
We're just going to ignore the last 4 years.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
In this scenario.
Oh, that's who I'll murder. Donald fucking Trump. Immediately. Prevent 9/11, murder Donald Trump. Bing, bang, bong. Both in New York at the same time. Stop. That's a productive morning.
That is.
September
See, that's
the
11th, how you use
that's
it.
A productive
that's
morning.
That's how you use it. You might even dodge The Apprentice then, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, we don't get that.
Wow.
Which is pretty great.
Wow.
The only crappy part is that in that universe, the only crappy part, and I'm willing
Home
to
Alone
take it,
still exists.
If September 11th is prevented, maybe Al Gore won the presidency, I don't know, whatever really like changed the focus, the only thing is that like billionaire mogul Donald Trump will have died in his, I don't know, 50s or something, late 40s, 50s. And people will be like, oh, that's sad. He was kind of fun. He was in Home Alone too. That's all people will think of him as kind of niceness as opposed to what we know of him now.
True.
That's it. But then other people will bring up, no,
okay,
Central Park
okay.
5. He was a piece of shit.
Well, just add an addendum to your day
uh-huh.
in New York.
Uh-huh.
You got to go talk to whoever. There's some research that'll tell you who knew what then, and you can put that in the paper the same
day.
It's
a big day.
And be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a big day.
Turns out.
You know what I'm so curious about?
How quickly the FBI is going to flag this?
Yep. Yeah. You've read H.G. Wells' The Time Machine.
Yeah.
And I love the idea that like, once dude builds the time machine, he can't go back because
it's a one-timer.
It's only to go forward is what he learns because mm-hmm. like he can't go back to a time when that machine wasn't built. And then in the movie starring Guy Pearce, the funny twist is he builds this time machine to go back in time and save his fiance from being killed, but he can't because if he saves her, he'll never have the impetus to build a time machine. So it's this loop. So she'll have to die forever because mm-hmm. he builds a time machine. She has to die forever. So like...
Poor Guy Pearce.
Yeah, poor Guy Pearce. It's all right. He was in Iron Man 3. He's cool.
He made it back.
So like, I wonder if you were to build a time machine to do all this stuff and you were to go back in time and like hand detailed notes to people in power, would they even fucking believe you? Like that thing of like, would you even be able to prevent any of it?
Let's think about who would believe it.
Yeah.
Who could we sell it on?
I have no idea.
I think we could get Bernie.
Yeah.
I think we could convince Bernie.
Let me tell everybody, I got a piece of paper. I believe it.
That checks out.
That checks out. That makes a lot of sense. Show me the diagrams. You would not, the top 1%, the top 1% of time machines actually work. And this one did. So now we're going to stop. We're going to save the world. Yeah. That's so
funny.
We
could get Bernie.
I think I could get Bernie. I think I could freak out John Stamos. And just show up at his house.
We could freak out. Would that help?
No. But, well, people would listen to Stamos.
Here's the deal. I think you could freak out John Stamos right now today, Hector, if you wanted to.
Probably could. I don't know who else I could. It'd have to be somebody like idealistic and kind of naive. Like
you go back
naive
like,
enough to
there's going to be a Full House sequel.
Fuller House.
I'm freaked out.
He'd be like, oh, I'm looking. Okay, I'll do that in my career. I'll do that. Do it.
You go back and you'd be like, your co-star, Rebecca?
Yeah.
She's going to prison.
Aunt Becky?
That's how you freak him out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Man, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But at the very bottom of that list is
and
rewriting
that's
Shrek
like getting
the
over to L.A. and like,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I believe
man.
In you.
I'd be getting
Dude,
to L.A.
I'll go with you.
Years early. I'd be getting cast in Parks and Rec.
We'll trade
People
a Bill
would be
and
like,
Ted's
Aziz
it.
Who? It's just Hector, baby.
It's just Hector, baby.
I'll play Tom
and
Haverford.
And that'll be your spinoff sequel.
It's just Hector, baby.
It's just Hector, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back in time further and I'll just take Matt LeBlanc's career and I'll be Joey from Friends.
That would be the one you think you would take?
No, I would absolutely be Matthew Perry. I would take Chandler Bing's spot in that show.
Oh, man.
And then at the end of that, at 10 years, it would be the Chandler show.
We need a sexy hunk ladies, man. Well, We just had this time traveler come in, and he is...
Could he be any more perfect for this role?
Exactly.
I'll be like, because I show up and I'm like, hey guys, I know what you should do. Season 3, you should have Chandler end up with Monica in bed at Ross's wedding in London. And they're like, this is gold. How do you come up with this?
And they were on a break.
Yeah. Well, hey, wait, what? Wait, yeah, exactly. I know what the finale is going to be. So then at the very end of that list, we're rewriting Shrek the Third. Okay, so it's Keller and I. We're back in time, 2004.
Yeah.
And we're starting to work on Shrek the Third.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, I look Let's at this and I it. Go, I am not bringing in King Arthur. Or he would be a totally different character.
I even say make him a totally different character. Mm-hmm. Get rid of Prince Charming.
Yes.
That's the thing. He should be our villain now?
Prince Charming
should be... You said Lady of the Lake.
Cool, right?
Who's Lady of the Lake?
Well, if you have... But the thing is you just had another female villain
also,
in part
nobody
two.
Knows that.
What do you mean?
Nobody knows that.
Which means you can get a little bit more flexible with it. Are you saying you'd have to have a bit more of a standard fairy tale villain? Because part one is Lord Farquaad, Maybe. Who's kind of just a standard, you know,
Who
bad
are the
guy.
Who are the...
But part two, I think, is very clever for them to go fairy godmother, the most cliched trope from a fairy tale.
For sure.
Made her the villain. So what else could you do from a trope from a fairy tale to make the villain? Or take a villain or make a good guy character and make it the villain? I don't know, man. Little Miss Tuffet? I don't know. Little Miss Muffet?
She's sitting on her Tuffet.
Sitting on her Tuffet. Like maybe the villain is Mother Goose herself.
Mother Goose
that
is good.
That could be cool.
Mother Goose is good.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
She's in it too,
yeah.
isn't she?
I think she's in four.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm trying to remember. I think I might be mistaken, but if I were to do King Arthur, I would not do, let's make him a teenager and be voiced by Justin Timberlake. I'm already like, I hate that idea. If you're going to give me King Arthur, give me a young, because it feels too much like Sword in the Stone, the Disney animated, right?
Or at least do that.
Right.
Make him not even...
Make him a little kid.
Just get rid of the high school bullshit.
Have him be a kid. Not funny. Or if you're going to do it, just make it way funnier. That's my biggest note, is like, if you're going to do this shit, make it way funnier. You know?
Because it's not even like good fairy tale high school jokes.
Give me a spell where Shrek gets turned into high school age. And what does he look like as a high schooler? And now he has to enter this high school to get the, you know,
Maybe something.
And then put Donkey in like the body of a cool black guy human. And it's Eddie Murphy. And he's like Shrek's buddy in high school. Like, I would rather watch that. I don't know. I just.
Instead of have it all be white people.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Also, I just think that the Merlin and Arthur characters were like trying too hard to be funny and subversive.
Yeah.
Right? Fairy Godmother is a fairy godmother. Her son, Prince Charming, is just Prince Charming. Like, those are
but
sticking
also that
close.
That's a not real.
Correct. But the idea is intact. And what makes them villains are like their motivations. And that's what the subversion is. Not like, okay, we're going to have Merlin, but instead of being Merlin, he's like this, like, counselor, you know, liberal arts. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it. Instead of Arthur, he's like, wouldn't it be funny if we got Justin Timberlake to voice this, like,
already out
loser,
Justin Timberlake
loser in high school? Wouldn't that be funny?
Isn't that funny?
No, I think he can be, but let him be a character, like, bringing on down to Omniville. Like, let him do that.
He didn't sing once.
I know.
There's no NSYNC song in this entire movie. There's no Justin Timberlake song in this entire movie.
Yep, at the end of this movie, you were
Nobody
like...
Nobody cries anybody a river.
You were like, he's going to sing.
Nobody gets sexy back.
It's a musical at the end. And I turned to you and I was like, nope, they don't have him sing. It's Rupert Everett terribly singing for a laugh.
And
but
I
it's
bet Rupert
not funny.
Everett can sing.
Yeah.
Which is honestly rude.
And then it was Maya Rudolph singing, and she's a good singer, but it was the joke was supposed to be that everybody in this play is bad at singing and being in a play, and I hated it.
Yeah.
So bad.
And there are maybe half funny, like, theater jokes.
Yeah, and I said, who's going to be the king? Justin Timberlake comes in, it's going to be May. They didn't do that joke.
Should have been
that joke. Or he should have brought sexy back. Something.
He should have brought sexy back.
When did that song come out? Did it come out in 07?
Yep.
I know the NSYNC song did.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah, when did sexy back come out?
Yep.
I don't know, dude. There's so much I would have done to rewrite, but my focus would have been, and it's easy for us to just sit here, you know, and be the Monday morning quarterback.
It's not easy for me.
13 years later to just be like, well, we would do this and do this and do this. But it's so obvious when you watch this movie that, like, you don't spend time with Shrek or Donkey or Puss or Fiona. Those are your four characters.
2006.
There we go. So Sexy Back was out for a year.
They could have done it.
Oh, my God. Keller, what would you do rewriting this movie? You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever villain you want. You can do whatever.
Anything.
Anything.
I want.
Yeah. Would you keep the same overall structure? Would you keep the same name? Would you just make it Shrek 3?
It'd be Shrek 3. It'd be goddamn Shrek 3.
Even if our investors are telling you, hey, 2 weeks before this, Spider-Man 3 is coming out. And that's just 3. So let's change it up.
Shrek is supposed to be king.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's like, we should have a parliament.
And it's the birth of democracy.
Exactly.
I love it. And he becomes president instead by the end.
No.
I love it.
No.
He just becomes
the father of democracy.
George Washington.
And then doesn't take the presidency.
And he's on all the dollar bills.
And there's not even a presidency.
Green. Yeah.
It becomes a perfect socialist society.
Yeah, democracy society. Yeah.
We're all going to help each other. We want everybody to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my swamp.
There we go. We're all going to help each other. I love that, man. Real talk, what would you do with Fiona? Because she's the best in the first one so far.
She's got to...
What's her deal?
Go on a goddamn adventure.
Something. Like, what is her deal?
She's got to go.
Because it seems like her deal is... Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like her deal is...
Like, Arthur is Fiona's cousin.
Yeah. What? Well, there was no relationship there.
They could have had that.
Yeah.
They could have had her be like, I've got to go
find
my cousin.
That could have been cool.
Yeah.
That could have been really cool. And at one point, Arthur's talking about his dad, and I'm like, who's his dad? Is that the brothers? The king's brother?
It's
the
Sir
queen's
Uther
brother?
Poondragon.
Is it really?
Pendragon or something.
I'm like, where's this character? If you're going to do the Fiona like family reunion, that's how the movie should have started.
What?
A fucking Fiona family reunion, the whole kingdom.
Whole
you
kingdom.
Know what I mean? Or the dad's funeral, and then that's where the cousin shows up. Like, they're all there.
Mm-hmm.
But you
want a quest, right?
Yes and no. You can still do a quest for something else. Maybe the quest can be for
We've got to get
Excalibur.
Arthur the sword so that
there
he
you
can
go.
Be get king
there you go.
Before.
And then at the end of the
who's
journey.
The actual, who's going to be our villain?
Well, I still like Lady of the Lake.
Or Mother Goose.
Either one. And they'll have their motivations for wanting the sword because they want to take over the kingdom now that there's a
it
power vacuum.
It was the Lady of the Lake sword. And,
yeah, and there's
got
a power
stolen.
Vacuum.
And we have a flashback.
At the end of the movie.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's cool.
And it's cool.
And it's a little spooky because Lady of the Lake can be spooky like
it's
Bly
spooky,
Manor.
Like Lady in the Water.
Lady in the Water. Bryce Dallas Howard could voice her. Done.
Yep, done.
So here's the thing. And
just
the
for
end,
the reference alone.
That's it. And by the end of that movie, and you got to have an M. Night Shyamalan caricature.
They're in the village.
At the end of the movie, they're in the village, and it's happening.
Yep.
Listen up. It's
and
happening.
And we see dead people.
And then pull back, it's After Earth. And
oh
you
my
the
God.
Whole time
and
you're like,
all
oh,
been
shit.
In a crop circle.
Yeah. And then you start to hear Ace of Base signs. I saw the signs. And then that's the Puss in Donkey, y'all.
And then turns out Shrek's weakness was water the entire time.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That'd be dope. No,
that'd
but
be dope.
At the end of our real movie we're pitching, have the sword... Like being tossed around, kind of like the wand. Maybe don't do this because it's too similar to the end of Shrek 2. But the fairy tale characters are trying to get it over to King Arthur, and somehow the sword gets destroyed. And you're like, now who's going to be king?
You're making me sad now.
But then the realization is just like how Fiona was like, I was an ogre all along, that Arthur himself is just able to pull the fucking sword out of his chest like Scott Pilgrim. Like, you've earned the power of self-respect. Like, he had it in him the whole time.
The
and
whole
it's
time.
Glorious. The whole time. Yeah.
Sally Field
is a lady of the lake.
Yep. Perfect. Honestly, perfect.
Pierce Brosnan as Mother Goose.
Yes. I was going to say Robin Williams as somebody, but...
R.I.P.
R.I.P.D.
But no, in 2007, he would have been around.
True.
He was doing like Blue Sky Studios Robots.
Robots. Wasn't that released with the other DreamWorks movies too?
I think it was a Blue Sky.
I think it was DreamWorks.
No, like Ice Age, I think.
Okay.
It wasn't DreamWorks. It was not DreamWorks.
But remember how all of these had those DVD releases with
yeah,
the solid
you know what?
Color?
What the hell?
Wasn't there one
those
that
Blu-rays,
was robots?
Yeah. Well, now let me check. Now you got me.
Let's hear it.
Now you got me going,
do the research.
Brother. Now you got me going, brother.
Do you have every DreamWorks movie?
No. Okay, it's 2005.
Which ones don't you own? You own Trolls.
I'll tell you about them right now. I'll tell you about them right now. Let me go through. Yeah, Blue Sky Studios, 20th Century Animation.
Okay.
It was robots. Let's go. You want to go through all these right now, dude?
No, it's okay.
I'm freaking.
You down?
Stoked.
You
to
pumped?
Go. Because it's
you
a
jazzed?
It's a fascinating list. It
because
is a
there's
fascinating.
Some there's some solid shit.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
In that list,
in the Pixar list, 2/3 is great.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 is
and
like
this. It's half.
Less, bro.
Hmm.
I'm going less, bro. Let me show you. Filmography.
DreamWorks, I will say good or bad with animation. Each one.
Yep. And I'm going to read them to you now. 1998, Ants.
Bad.
1998, The Prince of Egypt.
Good.
I think good. 2000, The Road to El Dorado. I think good.
I think good.
Definitely like...
Kevin Kline, I'm in.
I know. Definitely 90s classic, you know.
Yeah, your horse bit me in the butt.
2000, Chicken Run. I think good.
It's good.
2001, Shrek.
Good.
2002, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
Good.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
2003, Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas.
Never saw it.
I like it.
I want to see it.
Don't know if it's good. I like. It's Brad Pitt.
I'm in.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is the bad guy.
Super soul.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer is the bad guy. Catherine Zeta-Jones is like the other good guy pirate.
Okay.
With Brad Pitt. 2004, Shrek 2.
Good.
Okay.
I'll give it good. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it's good.
2004, Shark Tale.
Bad.
2005, Madagascar.
Good.
2005, Wallace and Gromit, the Curse more of the Were-Rabbit. Right, so far.
Curse of the Were-Rabbit? Web-Rabbit?
Yep.
Good.
Good. 2006, Over the Hedge.
You said good.
I say good.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. 2006, Flushed Away. I say good.
Haven't seen it.
Not great. These are all good, not greats.
Not all of them are good, not greats.
Yeah.
Shrek is great.
Yes. 2007, Shrek the Third.
Bad.
2007.
It's a doozy. And that is the worst movie you've mentioned thus far.
2007.
Shrek the Third is worse than Ants.
Yes, but is it worse than Shark Tale?
Because Ants is funny still.
Would you go Shark Tale better than Shrek the Third? I think I would.
I bet Shark Tale probably is funnier.
Yeah. Okay, here's a tough one. 2007.
Martin Scorsese fish, fucking funny every goddamn time.
Okay, here's the next one in 2007. Their 15th film, B-movie.
Bad.
Bad.
Very Never
bad.
Saw it.
It's bad.
Would you fuck a bee?
No.
Let's hear about the birds and the bees.
2008.
Well, humans
Kung Fu Panda. Best one. Best one.
Probably the best one. It's my favorite.
I think it's the best movie they've ever made. 2008.
It is the best movie ever made.
Madagascar, Escape to Africa. 2008.
Never saw it.
Good, I think.
Oh, just kidding. I might have saw it. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the third one for sure.
2009. Here we go. Monsters vs. Aliens.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
I think I saw it and it wasn't the worst.
It's bad.
Okay.
2010. How to Train Your Dragon. It's good.
It's good.
2010. Shrek Forever After. It's good. We'll see. 2010.
To be decided.
Megamind.
Bad.
2011, Kung Fu Panda 2, good.
Good.
2011, Puss in Boots, bad.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. To be decided.
2012, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
Never saw it.
Never saw it. 2012,
like Muppets 2.
Rise of the Guardians, didn't like it.
That's
the one with like the Easter Bunny and Santa.
Apparently it's good. I got to watch it.
Me too. I need to rewatch it, didn't like it.
Who did Owls of Go-Hoo?
Not DreamWorks. Okay. 2013, The Croods, didn't like it.
Didn't see it.
2013, Turbo, liked it.
Never saw it.
I liked it. I need to get that in 3D.
I love snails.
Me too.
When they're cooked.
You know what's cool about that one? There's Mexicans in it. That's why I like it.
That's cool.
There's Mexicans with a taco truck, and I'm like,
and
Michael Pena does a voice. I'm like, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't in the advertising.
Yeah. Well, what if they even tried to do like a...
You have to sneak Mexicans into kids' animated films nowadays. That's how you have to do it. You got to sneak them in there.
That's how you got to do it?
That's how you got to do it. Otherwise, if it's in the trailer, if they're like, coming next summer, a movie about a snail... And a Mexican. People go, no.
Black person in Shrek is a donkey.
I know. And that's not even a black person.
Shrek, Maya Rudolph is in the third.
That's true.
And she plays a white woman.
Voicing a white lady, yeah. 2014, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Good.
2014, How to Train Dragon 2.
Good.
2014, Penguins in Madagascar. Never saw it.
Never saw it.
2015.
I bet it's fun.
Yeah, those characters are fun.
I bet it's funny.
2015, Home. Didn't like it.
Didn't see it.
2016, Kung Fu Panda 3, good.
Good.
2016, Trolls, bad.
Didn't see it.
Bad.
Didn't see it.
2017, The Boss Baby.
I've heard it's funny.
Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. Didn't see Storks either.
That's not, we're almost done, man. There's 38 of these. 2017, Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Didn't see it.
But I want to.
It's Tommy Middleditch.
And Kevin Hart.
And Kevin Hart.
I'm into that, but I also didn't see it.
I heard it's not great.
2019, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Fine, not great.
I didn't like it.
Okay, fair. 2019, Abominable.
It was beautiful to look at.
It was.
Abominable, haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I. I'll watch it.
I'll watch.
And lastly,
hell, I'll watch it.
2020, Trolls World Tour.
I've heard it's good.
I did not like
Rachel
the first
Bloom's
Trolls.
In it.
Man, actually, you know what? You're right, Keller. I feel like half of these.
I feel like they
would own
weren't as bad.
Half of these
as we thought.
What a great trip down memory lane.
We went all the way back. I remember Prince of Egypt, and it was like, yes, let's make more. Let's make more godly cartoons,
please. And
then
they did Joseph.
And it's Technicolor Dreamcoat. We didn't even talk about that. We didn't even mention it.
Because it's a direct-to-video, and these are all theatrically released.
Okay.
And the Prince of Egypt, let me click on it.
I think the animation was maybe like even better in Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, because the Joseph one came out after
King of Dreams or something.
It was direct-to-video.
Joseph, King of Dreams.
See also...
All my brothers threw me in a pit, and it made me real sad because they didn't like me no more. And then the king's like, here... you can live with me. And then he went back.
Yeah,
and
Joseph, like, King of Dreams is their only direct-to-video film. Then they've got a Netflix original film. Oh, Trollhunters Rise of the Titans. I didn't see that. That's going to happen in quarter one of next year, 2021.
That's scary.
And then all the TV specials. Buddy, you know what's cool about Shrek the Third? After this, I get to watch Shrek the Halls, baby.
That's me. Shrek the Halls? How long is that?
22 minutes.
22 minutes?
Because it's a TV special. Yeah.
Man.
So yeah, 30 minutes. So I'm going to watch it. Okay. I feel a little bit better about...
Would you rather watch
Shrek
the Third?
No.
Or Despicable Me?
Despicable Me.
Shrek the Third or Minions?
Minions.
Shrek the Third or Angry Birds?
Fuck. Angry Birds.
Shrek the Third or... I'm trying to think of something.
And I have specific reasons for all of these.
The rest of Scoop.
The rest of Scoop. It's mostly
just
also...
we haven't seen it.
Yeah, just because we just watched this tonight.
Yeah.
But I think a worthwhile question is like, would you rather watch and own...
If you're going to do a Shrek rewatch, are you going to sit through this again?
No.
This will be the last time you ever see it.
You know the only way I'll ever watch it again or even sit through it again?
Rupert Everett's like, you've got it. I'm really good
in 3D.
I'm really good in this one.
Would you mind maybe putting that on?
I'd love to see it.
Sure.
You're Rupert. In the second one. We can watch the second one.
No, I'm definitely in the third one. Yes. So really love to see it. I've never seen a 3D television. That could be really cool. Really fun.
We got to not bring that up whenever Giles has him over.
Shit, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Rupert, we got to find another 3D movie he's in. He's got to be in something else, right?
Oh, did they do Dunstan Checks In 3D?
The only way
do
I would
they do
watch,
Inspector Gadget in 3D?
The only way I would watch Shrek the Third again is
did they do Shakespeare in Love in 3D?
None of those. Wait, what was the second one you said?
It was Dunstan Checks In.
Uh-huh.
It was Inspector Gadget.
Maybe.
He's a villain.
Oh, yeah,
Inspector
he's
Gadget.
Claw. Mm-hmm. Good for him. If I had a kid or was showing these movies to a kid
I would
in
skip
my life,
it because you don't need it.
I would show it to them.
No, because at the end, they like allude to children probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one, they have the kids already. Don't put your child through bad movies.
It's pretty bad.
Don't put your child through it.
Well, what if they
ask?
What happened to Prince Charming? What if they ask that, Keller? What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to lie to them?
You're not supposed to lie to them.
I'm not going to lie to them. I'm supposed to say, Santa's not real.
Like, hey, kid, what did I teach you about Wikipedia? Come on, dude. Come on, dude. We're going to read that synopsis. We're going to power through that.
Papa, it's unclear. Does he get smooshed?
But here's the deal.
Does he live?
Well, in the fourth one, he'd be like, Papa, why does Rumpelstiltskin look different, Papa?
Papa. And I'll be like, I have a reason for that.
Too different.
I have an explanation for that. Yeah.
I have a reason. Yeah.
And I'll explain it to him. No, in all honesty, I would show them, even though it's bad, just almost like for completionist's sake. Because here's the other thing. If I had a kid or was showing these movies to a kid, mm-hmm. remember those links I sent you that you didn't watch? I was like, hey, here's Shrek the Ride with
you're gonna be like, okay.
Ghost of Farquaad. I'm going to show them all that crap.
I don't
good and bad to get the full complete story, dude.
That's not. I think
I'm going ham on Shrek.
I think your child should. You should aim for them loving you. I think you should aim for the love and respect of your child.
We'll see how they feel about that.
Think about your child going to school and be like,
real talk,
dude.
Real talk.
I had to fucking watch.
Do I show them Star Wars or Lord of the Rings first? That's a toughie.
Star Wars,
because
only
it's more
because
exciting for kids.
No.
Okay. Go.
Star Wars because when they're younger, you get them with the old cheesy shit.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's dumb and exciting.
Lord of the Rings
is a little
looks good enough. It's a bit more polished.
They can be a little older.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little more heady and it's a little more like you got to be paying attention.
And they talk like this. And blah, 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 blah.
And Star Wars has puppets and cool shit for kids, which
exactly.
is awesome. Yeah, okay, so Star Wars
they
first.
They threw it in for kids.
What do I show them first?
Guys, it's
Superman?
Kids they're kids' movies.
Or John Carter?
Superman or John Carter?
Yeah.
Superman.
Okay.
Just kidding. Actually, we want this child to be happy and love life. Maybe when they're young, you can get away with them liking John Carter.
That's what I'm saying, because it's for kids. It's very dumb, basic stuff, and then you show
that's
him Superman
the only way.
And go, this is an inverse John Carter, because that's what Superman's based on in real life. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like it's mm-hmm. influenced by that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to like show him Zorro before Batman, but I just think that the John
Unless
Carter.
Unless it's Antonio Banderas.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Is that too sexy for a child?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't show him to him, but I'll show him Shrek.
Is it too sexy for a child? Here's I saw it as a child. You okay. saw it as a child.
Let's rewatch it. Children. Let's watch that right now.
No, we're
is
watching
it streaming somewhere?
Kid Who Would Be King.
Okay, that would be cool. I've already
you
also
have to follow
decided,
this up with a good King Arthur movie.
I've already also decided if I did have a kid or was showing this movie to a kid in my life.
You're
like
not going
to
do
nephew,
that.
Nephew, niece,
we just
whatever.
Talked about this. You're not going to show
it to Shrek the
Third,
anybody. I'm saying all the Shreks. Shrek okay. 1, 2, whatever. Even before Shrek 1, 2, honestly, I'm going to go through a lot of the Disney library. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, we're going to do Snow White. We're going to do Pinocchio. We're going to do, like, because I feel like you kind of have to have that base knowledge somewhat to get to Shrek and be like, you kind of know what they're making fun
of. Also, a kid would like those more.
Exactly.
When they're young, young.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I think this is, with some of the fart jokes and some of the humor and stuff, I'm like,
we
maybe
also,
when they're like
you
seven
You also have
or eight.
To accept that your kid just might not be into some stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm okay
don't,
with it.
Don't
okay
say that like
as, long as,
my indoctrination works as I have planned.
As long as they're into, as long as they're good people, you know.
Oh my god!
And I can't see them being good people, but not being like.
I think watching Shrek the Third made me a worse person.
Me too. Me too, man. I'm mad.
I have more bitterness in my heart.
Angry. Me too.
I have more malice.
Well,
for Keller, those
good
around
news,
me.
Good news.
What?
We're doing Shrek Forever After next week. Tell
is
people
that,
where
is that good
they
news?
Can
is that
going to
bring it
yes,
back up?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
I'm tempted to put it on right now.
I'm already pissed that they changed Bumblestiltskin.
Bumblestiltskin. Tell the good people at
HBO
home,
Max.
Wow. Streaming.
Yeah.
And it's rentable
I can't believe
else.
They always... I feel like we're always just behind whenever mm-hmm. they throw shit on to streaming.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We're always
know.
Like, you can rent it.
We should be basing added. Our... lists off of that, not just off of the cool Blu-rays we own, but whatever. Blu-rays are, that's why I have Blu-rays. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows that that's I why. Do not care for our audience.
Yeah. Or streaming.
True. I do not care. I do not think about their feelings.
I know I've said this before, but every time something gets like trending on Twitter or people are talking about, oh, you know, did you hear this movie?
Guys,
so-and-so
I
is going to be, it's going to be streaming again. I'm always like, who cares? If you love that movie.
Well, here's the thing.
You could have bought it on
Some
Blu-ray.
Some people don't have a lot of money.
8 years ago. What are you doing? I know. But if you love a movie...
Put them on your Christmas list.
You know? I don't know. I guess. Yeah, put them on your... That's what I'm saying. Put them on your... What else do you get for Christmas and birthdays? What else do you get?
Car, house, boat.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Gold mine.
That's
the Rockies.
Pretty awesome. Do you think that Shrek 4 is going to be better or worse than 3?
I think that the... Pink Panther movie with Alan Arkin was better than Shrek the Third.
That's a very crazy thing to say.
Inspector Clouseau.
Inspector Clouseau, me, Alan Arkin, speaking with a French accent.
I like his French accent better than Peter Sellers, though.
Me too. And I like Alan Arkin better than Peter Sellers.
Boom.
Done.
Boom.
Fuck a lot of women.
Fuck a lot. Again with the goddamn chicken. Every
Always with
night
the chicken.
With the fucking chicken.
The fucking chicken.
Oh, man.
Little Miss Sunshine's a great movie.
One of the greats.
One of the greats, yeah. All right. I think
I wish Alan Arkin was in Shrek.
Me too. He could have been.
Who would Alan Arkin play as the main villain?
The Lady in the Lake.
Okay.
Father Goose. Father Time.
Goose. Father Time. That would be a good one.
Father Time would be cool.
Maybe. Just have Santa Claus in it.
Yeah, who cares? Ho, ho, ho. It's me, Santa.
Have you been naughty?
Yeah. Nice, you know, whatever.
Okay, let's not end this.
Is he Jewish? I think it's funny that we just cast him as Santa Claus without checking what his...
He's a saint.
You're right.
At the end of the day.
Saint Nicholas.
At the end
Alan
of the day.
Arkin, Saint Arkin.
I would say Alan Arkin is a saint.
He is. Keller, do we have any messages or anything to read, or do we want to save that for the Patreon bonus stuff?
Let's save that for the Patreon bonus.
Guys,
stuff.
We've got bonus episodes. If you are listening to this right now on the Patreon, thank you so much for supporting us. We really, really appreciate it. You get
yes,
to listen
do.
To this episode a week early.
Greatly.
We have got a bonus episode on the first Blade movie coming soon, as well as a commentary by the end of the month. So stay tuned for that. Tell your friends, tell your folks. If you're listening to this when it comes out regularly.
Hey guys, call your mom.
Call your mom, call your dad, call your grandma, call your mama, call your
and
you
call them all. But also just do that out of the goodness of your heart, but yeah. Also tell them about our podcast.
Absolutely.
Tell them to sign up for the Patreon.
And tell them to vote blue for the love of God. Yes. Please.
Yes.
You know, you should
or have them listen to this podcast and then they will vote blue.
You should care who the king is.
I feel like we change hearts and minds on this podcast.
You should care who the king is. You know, you should care about your kingdom. You should care who the king is.
Yeah. Vote. Unlike Snow White.
And Shrek.
And Shrek.
Didn't care. And so we get into this mess.
Guys.
All right, y'all. We will see you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.